The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you.
Jesus withdrew toward the sea with his disciples. A large number of people followed from Galilee and from Judea. Hearing what he was doing, a large number of people came to him also from Jerusalem, from Idumea, from beyond the Jordan, and from the neighborhood of Tyre and Sidon. He told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, so that they would not crush him. He had cured many, and as a result, those who had diseases were pressing upon him to touch him. Then whenever unclean spirits saw him, they would fall down before him and shout, "You are the Son of God." He warned them sternly not to make him known. The Gospel of the Lord. Such a crowd, and everyone wanted to just touch him, just to get a little piece of him, so much so that he thought they might crush him. This came to life in a new way the very first time I went on pilgrimage to Medjugorje and saw how people would treat the alleged visionaries. People would come up and they would cut off pieces of their hair, articles of their clothing. One time a man reached out just to touch one and broke the woman's wrist. Every saint has experienced things like this. I remember living in Rome, people would go up and they would steal Pope John Paul II's zucchetto off his head, right? The little skull cap that the Pope wears. Reading this book on Mother Teresa, her sisters, when her habit would become a little worn, they would go and they would hide it and replace it with a new one because they wanted to save it for relics. St. Francis de Sales knew this because as he got older and the reputation about him spread, people believed he was capable of miracles. And so they just wanted to be around him, to touch him, to hear him. And because of this, people who were close to him, he would forbid them to refer to him as being holy or saintly, because he didn't want any more attention, and he thought that might attract even more of a crowd. He one time wrote to one of his spiritual daughters, "You do not write as I wish when you say our good and holy bishop. I am well aware that in the time of Saint Jerome, they used to call bishops saints. That was because of their responsibility, but my daughter, that is not the custom now." And on another occasion, he actually said, "I forbid you to use the word saint when you are writing about me, my daughter. I am more of a sinner than a saint." And with tongue in cheek, he says, "Besides, canonization is not your function." St. Francis de Sales believed that one of the greatest gifts that God ever gave him, because of all the praise and the acclaim that he received, was to know so profoundly his own weakness. And in fact, he says a line that many people have struggled with the last few centuries. He says, "In the spiritual life, it is absolutely necessary that we should love our objections, that we should love our miseries, our weaknesses." People say, "Well, shouldn't we hate those things? Right? How are you going to grow if you love them?" And he said it for this reason. He says, "Not only can the soul that knows its misery have great confidence in God, but unless it has such knowledge of its misery, that soul will never have true confidence in God. For it is this true knowledge and the confession of our misery that brings us to Him." This is why, he would say, the greater our knowledge of our misery, the more profound will be our confidence in the goodness of God. Because mercy and misery are so intimately connected, one cannot be exercised without the other. The more miserable we know ourselves to be, the more occasion we have to entrust ourselves to God. Since we have nothing in ourselves that we can trust. And this is an essential point. And I see so many people who make great strides in the spiritual life. And it is this that holds them back. The more they see their weaknesses, their faults, their limitations, the more discouraged they become. And they slacken off in their exercise of the faith. They say, Father, the more I go to pray, the more often I pray, I just see all my limitations. You know, I don't want to see that. St. Francis de Sales says, we must never allow our shame at seeing our weaknesses to be attended with sadness and disquietude. That kind of shame proceeds from self-love. Because we are troubled not at being perfect. We are troubled at not being perfect, not for the love of God, but because we love ourselves. And so we don't want to see ourselves in that light. And he closes with this. I always say that the throne of God's mercy is our misery. The greater our misery, the greater should be our confidence in God.